career, whether the drop in staff numbers or increased workloads, threaten patient safety at least half the time or more. In response, Boots points out that it now employs more than 6,000 pharmacists in the UK, up from about 4,500 before the buyout. However, that rise tracks the increase in its number of stores, up from 1,400 in 2005 to around 2,400 today. I asked Boots what had happened to the number of dedicated pharmacy support staff, the dispensers and assistants that Boots chemists reported they were having to do without. The company did not respond. Asked what dangers these cuts might pose to patients, John Murphy, General Secretary of the PDA, identified overworked chemists giving out either the wrong medicine or the right medicines at the wrong dosages. He listed cases of medicine-related fatalities. A woman in a Chesterfield care home given 6 times her prescribed dose of morphine by a Boots pharmacy. A similar story in Weston-super-Mare, an 86-year-old widower in Felixstowe given the wrong drugs. Boots rightly pointed out that such cases are very rare, stating that patient safety is at the heart of what we do. Whenever such cases happen, our priority is always to the family and working with the relevant investigators to seek to understand what happened. Yet these incidents evidently play on the minds of Boots pharmacists.